welcome to the Bob Seger Boulevard podcast. I'm your host, Big Jim O'Brien. I do a radio show here in Detroit, Michigan. We're also the folks who are responsible for Bob Seger Boulevard in Allen Park. If you've ever seen that, so that's why we call it Bob Seger Boulevard. All right, this episode, Adam Genei, Mob Steel, was in studio. And I found out he is a huge Bob Seger fan, and we started talking about a Bob Seger car. I kind of pinned him down in that conversation, see what you guys think about that. And then, and I apologize for not posting this up sooner. Caught up with Sean Murphy. Member of the Silver Bullet Band, one of the three ladies you see singing back up with Bob. And we called her, well, I'll tell you, we'd actually taped it the day before the final show and what it was like. And that's really where I want to get into this. We're going to get to Adam in a second, but the thing I want you to start thinking about, does Bob Seger, because here in Detroit, people are kind of, I wouldn't say angry, but they have this like, Bob's got to do another show here in the Motor City. He can't wrap up in Philadelphia. He did six shows here last year in Detroit. And obviously, Bob being a local guy, it makes sense. But does he? I'm just sitting here drinking a cup of coffee now. Hope you're not in a hurry. It doesn't bother me. I know. It should, right? I mean, everyone, what does Bob Seger owe anybody? He's given us how many years of great music and amazing concerts. If you live here in Detroit and you hadn't seen Bob Seger, it didn't like you have enough chances. So I want to get more into that, and we'll talk with that with Sean Murphy. But first, Adam Genei from Mob Steel. Yeah, that show that was on? Yeah, those guys. And they do amazing, like, old-school Incontinentals and stuff. We kind of got them going there. I keep trying to figure out how to do a Seger car for charity.
Man, are you kidding me?
Well, the last Seegers. Two are right. I mean, you know we're going to wrap it up at LCA. We have to.
Yeah, put me in a room with Seger. You want to see a little kid. I would act like a fool with that guy in a room.
All right. We do a lot of stuff with Bob. You know that, right?
Yeah, I know. That's
Bob
why
Seger Boulevard. Do you want one of the signs?
I mean, I mentioned his name like 10 times since I walked
in. I know that. That was about as subtle as a hand grenade, like Bob Seger, Bob Seger, Bob. We'll see if we can grab you a Bob. We did Bob Seger Boulevard in Allen Park, so we'll get you one of the street signs for the shop. Is that cool? So,
yeah, that would be amazing. Are you kidding me?
I was kidding about making Thunderbirds, but how could you take a Thunderbird and trick it out?
Oh, easy.
Could you?
What?
It's a Seger song, Making Thunderbirds.
Man, I just bought a trick 79 Cougar.
Okay.
What year Thunderbird are you thinking?
I don't know. Back in 60. Well, he's talking. What's the song? Back in 65, we're making Thunderbirds, I think.
Oh, yeah.
About to look it up and see what the year was.
Those are sleds back then.
We could have fun with that?
65. Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay. It's nice to see that I've committed you to a $100,000 project while you're coming for a podcast.
Anything for Bob.
Yeah. Adam really is that cool of a guy. And hi, it's Jim O'Brien here. Jim, I'm back in. Second half of the podcast, talking to Sean Murphy. Just a little background here. Sean, Laura Kramer, and Barbara Payton, the three backup singers you've seen with Bob Seger, if you've seen him live. And it's funny to me, I was thinking about, like, what song really jumps out when you start thinking about Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band and that backing vocals. Shame on the Moon, Fire Lake, for as much as we hear the harmonies towards the end with the Eagles, also has just so many great things into it. The Fire Inside, Fire Down Below, Main Street, you get what we're talking about. So we caught up with her. This was the day before Bob Seger's final concert in Philadelphia. And we really get into how they're dealing with it as a band. Now, I've had the privilege to go down to Dallas and watch one of the shows there and was backstage. And Barbara, and I can say this now, they were joking about having boxes of Kleenex on stage just so they could compose themselves when they were doing that. But here she is, Sean Murphy. We called her up right before the final show. Good morning, Sean. It's a weird day to think this is the final show of the Roll Me Away Tour.
You know, I can't even connect with that at all after all these years.
Do you and Barbara and Laura, do you talk about this at all, or you just kind of focus on one show at a time?
Well, a little bit of both. We try not to talk about it because it's too sad to even contemplate, especially, you know, most of the time that we're together, we're getting ready for the show, so... You know, it puts a big downer in the kibosh and all that kind of stuff on everything.
But do you think tonight, do you expect it to be? I know you guys are total pros and Bob is too and everybody in the band, but is there a point where maybe you want to take a snapshot of what's going on during the show, just mentally?
Oh, absolutely. Fortunately, I tape every show, so I'm going to have that as my gift to myself. But, you know... There just comes a point when in certain songs, you just tear up. And you just, that's the fight I'm going to have all night long.
You and I have talked about this a lot. Famous final scene, which was originally about a girl, and now the meaning of it as we wrap up this tour, how are you going to get through this? There's no way.
You know, I think fortunately we have been doing it now and again, and we did it quite a bit in some rehearsals early on. Prior to that, there weren't any backgrounds on it. So when we did it long, long time ago, man, that was tough to listen to. Now we're sort of engulfed in doing it, and it takes a little bit of that edge off because, you know, we got to concentrate and focus. But, yeah, that last chord, boy, it got me last night, I'll tell you that.
Well, I'll tell you the one for me is when he sings "With Autumn Closing In," the whole thing with "Night Moves," even stopping in the middle of the song the way he does, that moment to me, and Moose has said this before, Barbara, that Moose has said this before, Sean, that he's caught Bob kind of looking out in the crowd when he does that.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. I mean, there's all these phrases throughout a lot of his songs that just rings that bell, and boy, I don't know how he's going to be feeling. Maybe he's going to be feeling a little bit of relief. Now he's got some rest coming. I'm not sure what happens.
So everything, I mean, New York City obviously was awesome, and going back to Boston and the connection. Is there a market that maybe surprised you with how fanatical they were towards you guys?
Well, I think Boston won again. For the absolute loudest audience ever. And I posted that on my Facebook page right after we played Boston. I got a few, you know, arguing comments about, what about the Detroit audiences? Well, of course, I mean, that goes to nothing to say about Detroit audience. They are a whole different animal.
Yeah, and, you know, but there is this weird little symbiotic thing between Boston and Detroit. Think about Jay Giles. We appreciate hardworking people, and so do Boston. And it shows up in the bands they listen to and the way they react.
That's true. And I had a friend, not this last show, but the last tour, that was sitting out by the soundboard, and he said that he could not hear us because the crowd was so loud.
So, well,
singing every song, yeah.
So, the downside, obviously, wrapping up the Roll Me Away tour with Bob Seger and Sean Murphy, our guest here. But your new project is out. People can get it. Now, tell me, best way to get it, would you prefer they go to?
SeanMurphyBand.com. There's a store page on my website, and they can find out everything they ever wanted to know about me on that website.
So when we talk to actors and actresses, Sean, we always ask them what they take from the set. And a lot of times, like Tim Robbins, when he finished the movie Bull Durham, he kept the garter belt that he wore when he was pitching.
Oh, well, gee, I don't have access to a garter belt. But,
yeah, that was kind of creepy. I apologize. But my point is, like, for tonight's show in Philly, is there something you're going to take with you? Would you grab a copy of the set list and take it with you or something?
Oh, absolutely will. As a matter of fact, I have a couple people waiting in line for that set list.
Well, if you grab an extra one, we'll auction it off for charity here during the holidays.
Oh, beautiful.
All right.
I will do that.
Okay, so you have a mission now. You got to grab us a set list for tonight. We're all going to be watching and listening. And, of course, SeanMurphyBand.com. And you're an amazing follow on Facebook as well. I encourage everybody to follow Sean's page. And this is weird. This just feels weird to say this is, we don't know what's going to be next. We just don't know.
We don't know. And after 46 years being with Bob, I still don't know.
That's what makes it fun and challenging at the same time, isn't it?
It is. It does. I'm just going to keep following BobSeger.com and see what else is coming up or if anything's coming up. So I'm sure they'll be posting, you know, some memorabilia things and some just insightful whatevers that's going to be, you know, got to keep that page current.
So who's out of the three, you, Barb, or Laura, who's going to cry first tonight?
Oh, it's a toss-up between me and Barbara.
I was going to say, because Barbara's been putting some pretty sad stuff up on social media. It gets you all melancholy.
I know. She's been hit pretty hard by all this, you know, because she's just... She has become such a part of the three of us and a part of the band, more than any other singer that we've ever had, you know, between Laura and I. And we've had a fair few along the way, but yeah, it's hit her pretty hard. She's an emotional gal too, but I just think, you know, Laura has just got that extreme focus that she's not divulging anything right now. We'll see what happens after that last note hits the, you know, dings that bell.
So I want to hear an acoustic version of Horizontal Bop.
Ooh.
I don't think that would work. That would make it kind of creepy, wouldn't it? Yeah. I don't know that would work. You can't do that one. All right. Well, Sean, we'll all be tuning in tonight, obviously, following along on social media. And then again, SeanMurphyBand.com. Again, we love you here in the Motor City. You know that.
I love you guys, too, so much, and I can't wait to get up there and play one of the clubs, since I have no idea exactly where yet, since Callahan's closed.
But, oh, that's right.
Yeah.
We only got 800 new menus. We got to get John to get you into the Cadu Cafe.
Well, we've talked about that. It's a little small. That's the only output, so.
Well, we'll work on it. We'll work on it on our end as well. Grab us a copy of that set list, too.
I sure will.
Sean, we love you. We'll talk to you soon.
Love you too. Bye. Thanks.
There she goes, Sean Murphy. All right. Wrapping up the podcast again for this time. And we'll get more to. Hopefully next one, I'm going to dive a little bit deeper into the 40th anniversary of Against the Wind, the entire album. We'll break down some of the tracks from that, share some great stories. If you've never heard Bob tell the song Fire Lake, where the origin came from, is really what it means. We'll get into that. But I do want to go back one more time. I keep thinking about this. Is this Bob Seger's final tour? Yes. Does this mean Bob Seger's done performing? No. Do you get what I'm getting at here? And nowhere, and you can go back and read the press releases, and they're well-crafted, and they're worded in a way that tells you that that's the final show of that tour, of the Roll Me Away tour. Doesn't mean it's Bob Seger's final concert. Could Bob do a show here in Detroit, like a farewell thing at Little Caesars Arena? Absolutely. Will he? I honestly swear to God, don't know. Don't know. I don't know. Maybe the new year will bring something different, but right now, it is what it is. Like I said at the beginning of the podcast, I'm not sure. Well, it's Bob. Years ago, I remember talking to Seger about it, and Bob had actually said that he didn't think that it was, he didn't want to do the big farewell thing. So maybe, I don't know, if I'm stopping and thinking about this, that's why. Because I feel weird asking Bob Seger to do more shows or demanding that Bob do, and he has to finish here in Detroit. He doesn't. He really, really, really doesn't. Bob Seger, anyway, you get my point, all right? But Sean Murphy, oh, she's the best. She's the best. What do you guys think, by the way? You can always email me, bigjim@wcsx.com. We tape this here in Detroit. Of course, you can catch it here. B-Pod Studios, subscribe as well, and give us some ratings there. And love to hear what you guys think. We will be back with more Bob Seger Boulevard podcast. Again, next time I think we'll really dive into Against the Wind as well. Take it easy out there.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.